Thursday, August the 5th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist, sponsored by TD Ameritrade. Coming up, WHO slams booster shots and American malls opening to vaccinated visitors. First, the world in brief. The World Health Organization called for a two-month moratorium on booster shots because of concerns over vaccine hoarding by rich countries. France, Germany and Israel plan to triple jab the elderly and immunocompromised, even as poor countries struggle to source enough first shots. The WHO wants to see at least a tenth of the population of every country fully vaccinated by the end of September. In an effort to reopen America's borders, the White House is developing a plan to require that all foreign arrivals have been vaccinated. Most visitors are currently banned. The European Commission has huffed at a ban on arrivals from Europe, the bloc opened to Americans in June. Elsewhere, England loosened entry requirements from France, so tourists vaccinated in Britain, the EU or America will no longer have to quarantine. People booked $21.9 billion worth of Ubers during the past quarter, double the figure for the same period last year, a portentous sign that rich world economies are quickly opening up again. Nonetheless, the ride-hailing cum food delivery firm posted a loss of $509 million. That is mainly because tight labour markets are forcing it to take a lower share of drivers' fares. Mexico sued 11 American gun manufacturers and suppliers, alleging that negligence by the companies facilitated the flow of weapons over the border. The Mexican government argues that the guns have ended up in the hands of drug cartels and fueled violence throughout the country. An American law passed in 2005 shields gun makers from most civil lawsuits such as this one. Brazil increased its key interest rate by a percentage point, its largest upward yank for 18 years. The country's central bank hopes that by raising the Selic rate to 5.25%, it can curb inflation, which has surpassed 8% over the past 12 months. The Brazilian real has fallen by more than 20% against the dollar since the start of the pandemic. Robinhood's share price soared before slipping back a bit in afternoon trading. The online brokerage, which spawned the meme stock phenomenon, disappointed at its own listing last week. But news that Cathie Wood of ARK Invest, a closely watched fund, had bought lots of shares probably aided its ascent. It has risen 50% since Tuesday and now trades above its offer price. American bankruptcies in the year through June fell to their lowest levels since 1985, defying predictions of a COVID-induced spike. Filings were down 18% among firms and 33% among individuals from the previous year. Generous unemployment benefits and an eviction freeze eased pressure on households, while businesses borrowed heavily and leaned on government support to stay afloat. And fact of the day. In 2004, a piece of gum spat out by Britney Spears, a former pop star, was auctioned on eBay for $14,000.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.